KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And this morning on our Newsmaker 2, we are happy to be joined over the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Emporia Rec Director Amanda Gutierrez, as we are talking about after-school programming through the Emporia Recreation Commission as approved by the USD 253 Board of Education just a little later last month after some situations there with the Boys and Girls Club of South Central Kansas. And, well, first and foremost, I want to say good morning to you, Amanda. How you doing?
Good morning. When you you clicked me in, Chuck's talking about muscles, and I'm like, they're already talking about me.
Okay.
I had to clarify. This is more along the lines of like those endangered species that are tracked by wildlife and parks. I would say you're rare, Amanda. I wouldn't call you endangered, though.
I was disappointed to hear it was just. Anyway,
I was over here flexing, and Chuck didn't even acknowledge it. You know, so it is what it is.
Kind of what I was doing.
I'm scrambling here because I'm trying to get caught back up because of certain things that happen on our internet side. So I'm just like trying to get the stuff populated while you're going. So my brain is elsewhere.
I was dropping straight Mr. Olympia poses over here, and nothing, absolutely nothing. But there is
water life.
That's it. But there's certainly nothing happening there for the Emporia Recreation Commission. I landed that plane right there. Nice segue. Yeah, I know. You guys don't give me that look, Chuck. I'm trying my best.
I can't help it. Half of my face is still frozen. So
the whole face emoted on that one. That's what makes me sad. But you guys have a lot of something going on over there because obviously you're in the process of getting registration going and kind of wrapped up here for kids for after-school programming, something that's really kicked off in very quick short order since the announcement by the USD 253 Board of Education that essentially a form of Rec Extra will basically be back on the calendar here this year. Amanda, let's just start with a basic update on registration right now before we kind of jump into maybe more details on how things are shaping up in terms of programming.
Okay. No, registration we did. We opened up this Monday, so it was Monday, August 4th. So we've been taking registration all week. Yesterday I was talking to the food service gals, and we were up a little over 100 kids who had been enrolled so far. So, we still have another, couple of weeks before school starts. So registration's going great. You can call down here. You can get on our website. It's been a busy week for the front office gals. But like I say, we ran Rec Extra for a decade, and we're just really excited to have it back and provide that program.
Are you a bit surprised, pleasantly surprised by the interest here that's developed this week?
Yes, I'll be honest. I hate to talk about money, but you know, when we ran it originally, it was pretty inexpensive. Now obviously budgets everywhere are not what they used to be, and we got to figure out ways to do more with less. The price is kind of right where it would have been with Boys and Girls Club, but people have been registering and calling all week, so pleasantly surprised, and I think that just shows us all how important this program is for our community and our parents out there to have a safe place for their kids to be after school till they can get there and get them picked up.
Well, that's a good point here too, because clearly it's a program that's in demand, but it points out, from your perspective, and I think, I'm not going to speak for the district, but clearly when you have an emphasis on this and an emphasis on getting something in place on really short notice, there's definite needs for something like this here for students specifically, but also for family members in a larger term.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's, again, our community is such a good community, and I've loved living here as long as I have and raising my kids here. But just to see the way everyone has worked together, we know this is a program that was needed. How it just kind of suddenly, with everything that happened and the district reached out and we've tried to be here for them. We've been working together ever since to try to get this program in place. And, we get it in place and give it to the public, and they're signing up. So just kind of warms my heart a little bit how we just all work together and then parents are getting their kiddos signed up. So
Amanda, what is the deadline for registration here before people need to have their kids signed up?
Well, there is no deadline. I will be honest, it helps us plan for staffing needs. You know, we really try to keep that 14-15-to-1 ratio. So when we know how many kids we have, we know exactly how many staff we need. But, you know, we kind of pride ourselves on we're here when you need us. And maybe you don't need after-school care for the month of September, but you are going to need it for October and November. So you can sign up for October and November, and then maybe you don't need it in December. So it really is, you sign up for the month that you need. If you need it all year, you know, you can sign up month to month. You can sign up for the year. So, again, we try to really work with families on what their needs are. But like I say, I'll be honest, if you know you're going to need it, especially August, September, that really helps us kind of with our hiring, knowing exactly how many we need. But there is no deadline.
Amanda, speaking of staffing and things like that, let's go ahead real quick here before we wrap up and just chat a little bit about what things are going to look like. I know you kind of gave an indication we could see something similar to Rec Extra. I think that was about a week or so ago when we last spoke to you. Since that time, has there been any forward progress on kind of what things are going to look like in terms of programming and staffing?
Yeah, so I'll be honest, we hem-hawed. I told you guys this about the name, and we've just stuck with Rec Extra. I think if we'd even come up with a new name, everyone was going to call it Rec Extra. I think internally when we spoke about it, we were calling it Rec Extra, so we have just stuck with Rec Extra. We're going to stick with that name. And it will be very, very, very similar. You know, I always use our tagline is active for life, and we really want to get kids active after school. You know, it's been a long day when you're 5, 6, 7, and you've been sitting and you've been listening and you've been learning. And we do. We really want to get kids active. We want to get them moving. You know, we'll have rotations. We try to keep the age groups together as much as we can. But we'll have several rotations. You know, there might be a rotation, like I say, out on the playground, and there could be a kickball game going. Maybe some kids just want to play on the swings or some of the playground equipment. You know, I think we'll try to use the computer lab. You know, we'll get games going inside there. There will be some arts and crafts. So, you know, if a kid does need to do some homework, we'll have a place where they can kind of sit quietly, supervised, and, you know, if they need to get something done that they didn't get done during the day. But, my hope is, I'll be here, I'm going to date myself. Both my girls went to Rec Extra when they were in elementary school, and I can remember picking up my kids, and I guess this is how you know you have a good program. They're in the gym playing a game, and they see you, and literal disappointment on their face that you're there to take them home because they were having fun playing. So I guess that's my goal, is parents go to pick up
get the
kids.
Parents mad.
Yeah.
They're disappointed to see you.
Yeah. Get the kids
mad.
Because
they were in the middle of a kickball game, and now they got to leave.
Make the kids sad. And yeah, that's a good...
So again, it always hurt my heart a little bit. My kid sees me, and they're disappointed, but I knew that they were having a great time. Yeah. And we're enjoying the program. So that's our goal. That's our goal for every kid.
Yep. Take the silver lining there with that one. If it makes you feel better, Amanda, whenever I see you with, one of my styrofoam collectibles, I get sad because I know you're going to break it. So, I mean, you know.
A little disappointment on your face.
A little disappointment on my face because I know you're just going to sit there and snap it in half and you're going to wickedly smile at me while you do it.
I was showing you my strength. Chuck was talking about muscles. I was showing you my muscles.
For anyone that doesn't know the story here, Amanda and I, the first time we ever met, I ever interviewed her on the air, we had a little foam, like, police car in the KVOE studios. It was like a stress relief thing, and I have really bad anxiety, so I'd use it to, like, release stress. She sits in there, first day she grabs it, 3 seconds in, she just snaps it in half.
Hands it to you and walks off.
She just looked at me. She went, oops.
It was a fidget toy. I obviously had high anxiety being there, and it just couldn't withstand my muscles, my strength.
Well, then why did you give me like an evil grin when you did it?
Dun, dun, dun.
No, she didn't. But, I bring that up, and I have a good laugh there because this is what you can expect with the folks at the Rec Commission. You know, you're always going to have a smile. You're always going to have a great interaction. You all do such a wonderful job, and we're excited to see how things pan out here with Rec Extra. Amanda, one final question before we let you go. Obviously, the district has announced that the rec commission is taking over here for the Boys and Girls Club. Has there been any conversations past this year as to the rec commission staying on long term, or is it kind of going to be, at least at this point in time, a year by year kind of situation as to whether or not the rec commission keeps coming back?
Well, I will say the district feels like they can fund this for the next 3 years. So my hope and my goal is that at least for the next 3 years, we are partnering with school district and providing this after-school program. But now, I will add on to that, that we're not going to sit and do nothing for 3 years. So this now kind of gives both entities 3 years to kind of figure out how we're going to fund that into the future. So I think for 3 years, and we're going to have an after-school program.
And the reason I asked that is we obviously had reported that there was 3 years worth of funding, at least through this agreement with the Boys and Girls Club, but we just had never heard if that 3 years was guaranteed with the rec center. So good to hear that at least for the foreseeable future, you guys will be sticking around here. So excited to see how things pan out. And Amanda, thank you so much for your time. We know how busy you all are, especially this time of year with activities and also now game planning for Rec Extra to be back. But we have a name now with the entity, Rec Extra, back in the school district. So, Amanda, thank you so much. Hope you have a great weekend. I'm sure we'll be talking to you again before too long.
Thank you, gentlemen. I always enjoy chit-chatting with you, too.
Hey, pleasure is ours. We do appreciate it. That's Amanda Gutierrez, Rec Director for the Emporia Recreation Commission, talking about registration and upcoming activities through Rec Extra here on our Newsmaker 2 segment today. Of course, pretty big news there that came out a few weeks ago. Obviously, the Rec Commission getting back involved with that. And if you want more information, EmporiaRec.org is where you can find it. Also, make sure you stay tuned to their social media channels, Facebook and all that good stuff. All the details will be coming out there. KVOE, it's now 8:51. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll take a check of sports here in just a little bit.
Chris Ben Knight continues at the Lion Kenny Fair.